Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful day to you. How are you doing today? This is Brad Zockel, and you're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast, the podcast where we go into depth in the biblical teaching about heaven and beyond, and by that I mean the new earth of Revelation 21 and 22. Thank you so much as we study about the God of heaven, the joy of heaven, the rewards of heaven, the family of heaven, God the Father, showing us some magnificent things in the scriptures. And we've been going through Revelation chapter 21, but one more podcast before we get rolling into there, I want to share some wonderful things that we find when we go back into the Old Testament that give us some truths about the New Testament. Welcome to the barn studio. I am now sitting right at the front of the barn. The doors are open here. You may hear the wind coming in and out. For the morning live streams, I decided to have a little bit of a background look. And so if you're going to join me on the live stream, you will see there's a giant rainstorm coming in over from the Tennessee region, across the mountains, and into upper South Carolina, which is where I am here in our barn. And so it's going to be a little bit of a noise here and there. Don't think there's any thunderstorms coming. Everybody is doing well on this end. Last night I came back from our wonderful Bible study, supported by our dear, dear friends at Liberty Baptist over in Walhalla, South Carolina. And I want to thank you so much for just your support and your care and your encouragement. We were in Walhalla, and I was speaking at Mountain Mocha Coffee Shop, and that has been a regular fourth Thursday meeting, and it has been just a joy to be there as well. Tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning, I'm going to be heading over to Greenville-Spartanburg Airport, and I will be flying out to Grand Junction, Colorado. On the weekend, I'll be at numerous venues there on our mobile Heaven is Home conference. I'll be speaking at one point to College and Career, other to youth group members, and then also, I believe I'll be put into one of the local churches as well as the afternoon, a Bible study there. Leaders as well as laymen will be there throughout the weekend. And I want to thank the Lee family, the organizers, for this time. And I want to encourage you, if you have a desire for a Heaven is Home conference, as you know, there's no charge for these. I'll be glad to come. And if you'd like to be an organizer, give me a contact through my email. Let's see how we can do it. You know, you can gather together. I would say it's 50-50. 50% of the time, I'm invited by a church to come and speak, and 50% of the time, I'm invited by a family or a group of lay people. And they are organizers, such as Ron Rosales up in Easton, Maryland, as I gathered with the conglomerate of Hispanic churches and spoke in the Chesapeake area. Or, down here, Miss Christie had organized everything in Hamilton, Alabama, for us to gather together for a one-day conference. Mr. Ed over with Rebel Coffee Roasteries down in Slidell, Louisiana, or possibly George Gibson over in Newberry, South Carolina. Are you getting the idea? There are a number of people that say, we want you in the area. We have people that want to hear you. Come on over here. We'll get you a venue. Let's talk. I would absolutely love to do it. So that's what we're looking at here. Miss Amy had organized the weekend of travel and teaching for our just the wonderful, wonderful truths that we see, especially as we key in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, the final two chapters of the Bible. What is going to happen to the Christian? What happens in our walk with the Lord on the new earth? If you would like to get one of our books in our ministry, we have two books available in Amazon. One is Heaven, the Adventure Begins, and the other one is What is Heaven All About? You can get those on Amazon. You can even get them through Kindle, and you can have them downloaded, I guess, within a minute or something. And a portion of that goes toward our ministry here. Thank you so much for your giving. As we're traveling here, we are going by support of the followers that we have both on this medium and also on live stream. And every giving, every gift that you give will just help us so much. It might put another couple of gallons in the tank as I travel by car, or help me as I'm paying for a plane flight. Our ministry actually takes care of the plane flights when we travel too far for the car. And so any of your giving helps very, very much. If you'd like to know how to partner with us, we are a 501c3 corporation, so your gifts are tax deductible. You just go on over to our website, theheaventour.com, theheaventour.com, and you'll see under partnering, you can, if you're not able to give, then just join our newsletter. That would be fine as well. So thank you so much. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Oh, wonderful, wonderful passage here that I just absolutely need to share with you. And I want to bring this your way as we take a look at Psalm 23. What has that got to do with anything or anybody? Well, we want to take a look here, and it is wonderful when we take a look at Psalm 23. And there's a particular phrase that I want to share with you in here. And here it is when we take a look in Psalm 23. You know this particular passage, don't you, from years back? And many know it through the beauty of the King James Version. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we talk about heaven, Psalm 23 fits right in there. We can start from the back and work forward, but we're going to hit one particular verse. But remember this. What does it say? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life here on earth. And, not but and, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a great blessing. There's so much we can say about eternity, but there is one particular portion that I'd like to share with you with eternal meaning here. Verse 3, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. What would happen that my soul would need restoring? Well, we can start off with this. Many times, I have found it as I traveled, there are people that will listen to the truths about heaven and will have no effect. Other people will be asking questions, studying, praying with me during these conferences. Others are very, very indifferent. I'm finding a lot of this with the younger people who would find more of an enjoyment with their phone than they would in talking about eternal values. And I want you to pray for our generation. After COVID, I've seen a marked turn from the seriousness of seeing the Word. When we take a look at this scripture, it is telling us, first of all, that there are things that we need to do to see that our soul is attuned to the work of God, to the love of God, to the relationship with God. This was a wonderful, I love this. I went over to do some studies, and one of the sources I have is at Precept Austin. It's a wonderful website. It gives great commentaries. And when I was going through one of my studies here, there came a poem across here as a part of an illustration by a poet by the name of Marcia Kane Hornock. And she titled this poem, Psalm 23 Antithesis. Listen to this. I'm going to read this. It's, as opposed to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. This is the antithesis. Ready? The clock is my dictator. I shall not rest. It makes me to lie down only when exhausted. It leads me to deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done. For my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines. My in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever. Isn't that amazing? And sometimes our, you know, we look at this and we say, yes, it is the tyranny of the urgent. The here and now takes away the joy of the future promises of God. We need restoring. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores, and that word in the Hebrew is shuv, meaning to turn back, to return. My soul, nephesh, that word for soul means self, life, inner being. I need what is within me. I need my soul. It needs to be returned back to the way things were when I was first coming to Christ, when I first found the joy of the Lord. I want that back. The Lord can do that. Yahweh can do that. The passages in the scripture are many talking about refreshing the soul, restoring the soul, returning back, as that word said. Psalm 19 and verse 7, the law of Yahweh is perfect, restoring the soul. Psalm 51 and verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You know what that means? Restore my soul. Lord, what I want is to have my soul restored. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 15, may God also be a restorer of life. Proverbs 25 and verse 13, the faithful messenger restores the soul of his masters. And isn't that true? The faithful word restores our soul. Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 16, it says, I cry because I need the one who restores my soul. Are you getting a pattern here? What the Lord does doesn't just, he's not a celestial bellhop catering to your every whim. The Christian knows, the believer knows, as Jesus says, we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We want our soul to be put at rest, at ease. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 gives us this comparison. We don't lose heart. Though the outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. We can have joy in seeing the Lord taking care of us, the Lord restoring our soul. This comes through the refreshment of the Word, through the power of prayer, through our continual reliance and following the Shepherd taking care of us. He restores my soul. What a fantastic, just a wonderful promise here that we have. When we look to heaven sometimes, doesn't the glimpse of eternity and the God on the throne sometimes get cloudy, sometimes moves away, sometimes even in the ministry, we might get fatigued. And we just say this, Lord, I don't even know what's going wrong. Everything around me is as it has been. I'm just soul tired. Would you restore my soul? Maybe it's time for us to do as it says in Psalm 91, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Look to Him, not to distractions, not to the social media trivia of the world, not to the phone's excitement, but to the power of the Word to restore our soul. Consider that. Pray about that. God bless you today. I appreciate this. When we look at the joys of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, maybe today, in our witnessing effort, in our prayer life, we just need to have our soul restored. We go right to the restorer of the soul, our Lord. Through Jesus Christ, let's just ask for that peace that we can't even explain, as it says in Philippians 4 and verse 7. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much. This is Brad here, heading out to Colorado tomorrow morning early. Be in prayer for my safety and my travels, and that the Lord's word would be carried out, and there would be many, many people whose souls are refreshed or maybe turned toward salvation. God bless you. Take care, and Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.